Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? How are you feeling today? Well, it's hot in Las Vegas. It's real hot. It's 106 degrees. It's getting hotter every day that we're getting closer to the middle of summertime right here in Nevada. Well, we're in the desert, you know. Las Vegas is in the desert in the middle of Nevada. And it gets hot in the desert. So we expect it to get hot in Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world. It's a lot of entertainment going on in Vegas this time of year. Everybody's coming for their summer vacation, and it's a great place to be. You don't have to bring a lot of clothes. You can walk around in shorts and T-shirts and sandals and flip-flops. Yep, this is the weather that you don't need to dress up in. You can just come as you are to Las Vegas. Yep, and everybody's looking good. The women get their hair done, get their nails done, get their toenails done, and the guys are looking good, too. They got short sets. They got bike shorts on. They got jean shorts. And they got shirts and T-shirts to match. Boy, they're dressing real fine for the summer weather. Yes, women, this is the place to come if you want to see some good-looking men. There are a lot of good-looking men walking up and down the strip in Las Vegas. And if you're lucky, you might catch one. I know many a person that got married in Vegas, and they met their mate in Vegas. So I don't know how that works, because I haven't been lucky like that. But there are a lot of people that do, and they got wedding chapels all over Vegas. So you can get married while you're sitting in your car. You can drive through a drive-through wedding chapel and say, I do, without leaving your seat to say, I won't. Yeah, it's an interesting time and an interesting place to be. A lot of people fall in love in Las Vegas. This is the lover's capital. This is the playboy capital of the world. We used to have a big Playboy casino down in South Las Vegas. But after Hugh Hefner died, his daughter tore up all of the casinos. She tore up all the Playboy clubs, dismantled them, and shut them down. And we don't really know what was in her mind when she was doing all of this destruction. We think she was trying to improve on the Playboy Mansion. But I don't know what kind of improvement she was doing, because all of them ended up getting shut down. So I don't know. I don't know if New York mansion is still up, and I don't know if New Jersey's mansion is still up, and I don't know if Chicago's mansion is still up, but the one in Las Vegas, it's gone. It's not here anymore. So if you come to Vegas and you want to go to the Playboy Club, that ain't happening. The Playboy Club no longer exists in Las Vegas. So you can go to the Palms Casino where the Playboy Club used to be, and you can enjoy yourself on the entertainment at the casino. I mean, they got like 8 nightclubs, and they got a live band stand, and they have a movie theater, and they have like 6 restaurants. Oh, yeah, you can still have a good time. You can come and get your drink on at the Palms Casino. But the Playboy Club is no longer there. So you have to go someplace else if you want to hang out with the playmates, with the floppy ears and the ponytail. Oh, yeah, you got to go someplace else to see that. And I remember I went to the Playboy Club, and it was hot. Oh, it was like summertime, like it is now. It was hot. And I walked around in the Playboy Club and went outside to the pool, and oh, man, it was like, oh, it was a candy lover's playhouse. All the girls had bikinis on. They had Playboy Bunny outfits on. Oh, they were just looking so good. I didn't know where to start. I walked from one end to the other end, and I saw gorgeous girls everywhere. Wow, it was a beautiful sight. And I was just in there to get a glass of water. And I stayed in there all day. And then at nighttime, I came out and went back to the pool, and it was still hot. And the girls were still in bikinis. And everybody was playing volleyball on the sandy beach inside the Playboy Club. Oh, it was a beautiful thing to see. Yes, it was a great place to be. So if you come to Vegas, come here for the vacation, for the shows, for the entertainment. Because after all, this is the entertainment capital of the world. And I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting my radio show, Gregory's Story. Yes, and I'd like to welcome you to today's show. All right, DJ Papa D, play some music and drop a few comedy spots to get us started for the day. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a 4-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down, and the bike would bounce down the street. We'll be right back.
casualties of war. Casualties of war, as I approach the barricade, where's the enemy? Who do I invade? Full of success, one full of food, best grip. Take you out of your plane with a bag full of clips. Cause I got a family to wait for my return. To get back home is my main concern. I'ma get back to New York in one piece. For the better than sand that is hot as a city street. Sky lights up like fireworks, swampy. Bullets whistling over my head remind me. President Bush said attack. Blast back and armor might not make it back. Missile hits the area screams. Wake me up on my war dream. Heat up the M16. Base training. Train for torture. Take no prisoners. And I just caught you addicted to murder. Send more body bags. They can't identify. I'm leaving the name tag. I get a brush when I flood dead bodies on the floor. Casualties of war. Casualties of war. Casualties of war. Casualties of war. Day divides the night and night divides the day. It's all hard work and no play. More than combat, it's all beyond that. Cause I got a kill or be killed kind of attack. Areas mapped out to be no strategic. Me and my platoon make a room wherever we go. But what are we here for? Who's on the other side of the war? Somebody give the president a call. But I hear warfare scream through the air. Back to the battleground before they declare a desert storm. Let's see who reigns supreme. Something like Monopoly, a government scheme. Go to the army, be all you can be. Another dead soldier, hell no, not me. So I start letting off ammunition in every direction. A law is my only protection. But wait a minute, Saddam Hussein prays the same. And this is Asia from where I came. I'm on the wrong side, so change the target. Shooting at the general, and where's the sergeant? Blame it on John Hody Hawkins for bringing me to America. Now it's mass hysteria. I get a rush when I see blood, dead bodies on the floor. Casualties of war. Casualties of war. Casualties of war. Casualties of war. War is over, but now at least, just because they lost, it don't mean it's peace. It's a long way home, it's a lot to think about. Whole generation left in doubt. Innocent families killed pimps to miss. It'll be more dead people after this. So I'm glad to be alive and walking. Half of my platoon came home in coffins. A separate general buried in the storm. And bits and pieces, no need to look for them. I played it slick and got away with it. Pick it up so they would think they did it. Now I'm home on reserve and you can bet when they call, I'm going AWOL. Cause there ain't no way I'm going back to war. When I don't know who or what I'm fighting for. So I wait for terrorists to attack. Every time a truck backfires, I fire back. I look for shelter when the plane is over me. Remember Pearl Harbor, New York will be over, G. Calm as Scotty, wrapped in bombs. No peace in the east, they want revenge for the dawn. Get out here, gunshots and thunder. No time for wonder, somebody's going under. Put on my fatigues and my camouflage. Take control, cause I'm in charge. When I snapped out of it, it was blood, dead bodies on the floor. Casualties of war. Casualties of war. Casualties of war. Casualties of war.
Rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bang, bang, and I said, oh, no. They're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot. I want to let you know that on Friday we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show, and we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show, and you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation, and we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air. Have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yep, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I got a story to tell you. But first, I want to welcome you to Gregory's Story, my internet radio show that's broadcasting on 7 continents. We're broadcasting worldwide. So you can tell all your friends, your aunts, your uncles, your relatives, your cousins, your boyfriends, your girlfriends, tell all of your homies to tune in to the radio show so they can hear what's happening on the air. As I got good stories to tell you about my life, and we listen to some good music, and we make announcements for the day. So listen up. I'm going to start off today by telling you I'm running for president. I'm G Money, and I'm running for president in 2020. That's right, I'm running against President Donald Trump because I got to set the nation right. I got to do everything the way it's supposed to be done. The White House is supposed to take care of America. So I got to jump in and take care of America the way Donald Trump has never tried. So I'm going to do it G Money's way. And, you know, if you listen to my show and you listen to my story, you know G Money got his own way of doing things. So that's what we're going to do. Okay, next thing, I want you to tell you that my comedy album has hit the block. That's right. You can call dialupstorytimewithgmoney.com, and you can take a look at all of my comedy albums that I got for sale for you to listen to stories of the utmost interest. I got 16 hours of comedy stories and entertainment stories for your listening pleasure. And you can always connect with my store. I got a G-Money store with all the G-Money products. Everything that you buy will say G with the $3 sign. It'll be G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. So G-Money, buy some of the products to help my presidential campaign. Buy my comedy albums, and the money goes to helping my presidential campaign. So buy my stuff and help my campaign along the way. We have a whole year before the election date. So help me get the word out to let everybody know I'm G Money and I'm running for president. All right. Well, I guess it's time for me to tell a story. You know, I went to the Playboy Club on the south end of the street, and the Playboy Club isn't there any longer. They knocked it down, and they rebuilt it with some other parts of the Palms Casino, which is in the south end of Las Vegas. And it was hot one day. It was like 107 degrees outside. And I was walking up and down the strip, and I was looking at all the shows in front of the casinos. And I went into the Palms to go to the Playboy Club. And I walked out on the pool area, and I saw all of these playmates. Oh, man, they were looking good. And they had their hair all done, and they had their Playboy bunny outfits on. Oh, they were walking around switching and tossing stuff left and right. I was like, I didn't know if I wanted to go left or go right or go straight ahead. I couldn't make up my mind which way I wanted to go because it was Playboy bunnies everywhere. And they all looked so good. Oh, they looked so good. I couldn't make up my mind which way I wanted to go. But I walked out of the Playboy Club after I saw all of these beautiful girls, and I took a stroll down the strip, and I walked into a liquor store. Well, it was actually an Arco gas station that had a liquor store attached to it, and I went in with my backpack on my back, and I bought a 12-pack of beer, a 12-pack of 24-ounce cans of beer. And I set it in my backpack and walked out the store. So now I'm drinking beer as I'm walking down the strip. And I told you it's 107 degrees. It's hot out here. And I'm walking. I got my bike shorts on. I got my T-shirt on. I got my baseball hat tilted to the east because, you know, we're banging in the west. And I got it tilted around, and I'm strolling down the street drinking my 24-ounce can of beer. And I'm just looking at all of the sights. As I pass the casinos, I see all the girls walking in and out of the casino. So I started going in the casino. And I went in the Paris casino, and I'm walking around the Paris, and it's all air-conditioned. And it's so nice and comfortable on the inside. And I run into these five girls. And I say, hey, y'all want a beer? And they say, yeah, we drink beer. So I sit down, I break out a can of beer each and give them a can. And then I pop another one open. And I'm talking to the girls. And I'm like, where are you guys from? Who are you here with? You know, where are your boyfriends? Because I want to know, because I don't want to get in no trouble. So They're like, no, we're just here on a girls' outing. It's the girls' day out. We all go to school together. And I said, oh, really? What school? And they went to Georgia State. And I was like, oh, you're from the South. Okay. Well, come on, girls. Let me show you Las Vegas. So we went on a walk. We went through the casino. And then we walked back out on the strip, and we were drinking our beers, and I was pointing out the casinos and the different shows that I had seen at each of the casinos. Oh, it was an interesting time. I had a good time. And I went in the back, walked into the Luxor Casino, and we went up, and I got the girls their players' cards because they didn't even know that if you get a player's card in Las Vegas, you get some free money on that card. And you get to play for free with the money that they give you. So I got everybody a player's card, and we started playing on the slot machine. And a couple of the girls got lucky and hit for like $200. And I was like, all right, that's how we do it here in Vegas. But we don't want to leave all our money here. But we're going to go enjoy the money that they gave us. So we walked out of the casino, out of the Paris and the Luxor, and we walked down the street to Caesar's Palace. And we walked into Caesar's, and we went out to the pool at Caesar's. Oh, man, they were ecstatic. They said, wow, we've never seen a swimming pool like this. And I said, I know, this is the Coliseum. This is the Coliseum swimming pool, just like in Paris, France. They got the big Coliseum. Well, this is the pool that's shaped after the Coliseum in Paris, France. And the girls were like, wow, can we get in the water? And I said, I think so. I don't think there's a charge to go into this pool, and I don't think anybody's going to say anything to us if we just want to go and stick our feet in the water. So we went and sat down on the side of the pool and put our feet in the water, and we popped open another beer can, and I shared a can with two of the girls, and we just had a good time. We had the water feeling good, and I was splashing water on a couple of the girls because I wanted to see the wet T-shirt contest because I knew they didn't have no bras on under those T-shirts. So I just wet their shirts up, and, of course, their breasts started showing through the T-shirt. Their nipples started getting hard, and I was like, oh, they're getting excited. It's getting ready to be fun time now. And I was just playing. And we sat and played in the water for a few minutes. And then we got up and we put our shoes back on. I put my socks back on because I had long socks. I wore my socks up to my knees because I was a basketball player. So I had socks that came all the way up to my knees. And I wore my socks and my tennis shoes, and we walked out to Caesar's Palace, and we walked down the street some more, and we walked to the Mirage and saw the big volcano erupt in, and they hadn't seen that, and they were really impressed with that. And then we passed the volcano and walked up on the Venetian Hotel that has the water sprouts shooting up and down in the sky. And they're shooting according to the sound of music. So we watched that for a minute as we drank a couple of beers more. And then we walked further down the street, and we walked into Treasure Island. And I said, oh, I like Treasure Island because Treasure Island's a good place to gamble at. You can win a lot of money at Treasure Island. So I was like, this is a good place to be. So anyway, we were having fun at Treasure Island. And actually, I took two of the girls and we went out to the pool and sat poolside at Treasure Island and saw, we had a good time at the pool. Okay, it's time for me to take a commercial break. So DJ Papa D, play a couple of songs and drop a comedy spot. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so I was the star right then and there.
To show our appreciation for your support.
Make a clap to this.
Thank you, DJs.
Make a clap to this.
Make a clap, make a clap. Go get a girl and get soft and warm. Don't
get excited, you've been invited to a quiet storm. But now it's out of hand, cause you told me you hate me. And then you asked, what have I done lately? First you said, all you want is love and affection. Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection. Take you out and buy you all kinds of things. Make a clap to this. Call the attitude, you need food to eat up. I'm scheming like I'm dreaming on the couch with my feet up. You scream, I'm lazy, you must be crazy. Thought I was a donut, you tried to glaze me.
Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on story time with gmoney.com. That's where they're located. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends. And send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020. Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity is having their national convention here in Las Vegas in the month of July. So we'll have some fundraisers going on. They're hoping to raise some money for the homeless. So check it out on the internet. Look up Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and see if you can see any kind of dates for any activities.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories, an internet radio show that's broadcasting worldwide. We're on 7 continents, and I'm inviting everybody to tell everybody that I'm on the radio telling my story. Okay, well, back to my story. I had met 5 girls as I was walking on the strip, and it was 160 or 7 degree weather, and I met these 5 girls, and they were from Atlanta, Georgia, from the dirty South. And so I was taking them to all the casino spots that I knew about, and we were enjoying our route as we were walking from casino to casino. And we stopped in and we played a couple of the games. And 2 of the girls won some money. So we had a little extra money to spend. And we were buying drinks at the bar. And we were having a good time. Well, when we walked into Treasure Island, the girls wanted to go out to the pool. So we went out to the pool and sat around the pool for about 30 or 40 minutes, and they put their feet in the water again because they like to have their feet in the water. Every time we stopped someplace that had a swimming pool, they wanted to put their feet in the water. So I didn't mind that. We stopped, and we soaked our feet for a while, and then we got dressed and we moved on. Well, when we were walking out of the casino, we ran into Snoop Dogg. Yeah, he was walking with 4 of his bodyguards, and they were strolling through the casino, acting like they owned everything, you know. And I know Snoop, and I said, "What's up, Snoop Doggy Dog? How you doing?" And he just looked at me and kept on walking. And I said, oh, is that how you do me? Like that, huh? And the girl said, we want to take a picture with him. And I said, well, Snoop, can you stop so these ladies can take a picture? And he stopped, and he turned around, and the girls ran and stood all around him, and they were hugging him and all of this, and I just got sick. I was like, oh, Snoop ain't all that. What's up? But they liked it, and they took several pictures with him, and then he walked off. And the girls were real happy with me then. They were like, you're the best tour guide we ever had. And I said, well, the next time you come to Vegas, you got to come to my house. I got some entertainment for you for real. Yep. And that's how the day ended. I separated from them because I went back to my end of town, and they went and jumped in a taxi and rode back to wherever they were staying. And that was the end of the day. And it was a good day because I got to see some wet titty, the wet t-shirt contest, because I wet all the girls up when they were standing by the pool. So I got to see the wet titties hanging all out over the place. It was a good thing. Yes, it was a good day. And then they got to see Snoop, and I got to holler at my homie, and it was all good. All right. That's the end of my story for today. I think it's time for a commercial break. So DJ Papa D takes the show over. Play some music, drop some comedy. Now, back for more of the show.
So, she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking. And she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving. So we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out.
Rock him a thing. Rock him a thing. Rock him a thing. Follow the leader. 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 Rock him a thing.
Follow me into a solo. Get in the flow. And you can picture like a photo. Music makes mellow, maintains to make melodies for MCs, motivates to break them everlasting. I can go on for days and days with rhyme displays that engrave deep as x-rays. I can take a phrase that's rarely heard, flip it, now it's a daily word. I can get iller than normal, killing a bomb but no alarm. Rock Kimmel, remain calm. Self-esteem make me super superb and supreme. Before a microphone, still I've been. This was a tape I wasn't supposed to break. I was supposed to wait, but let's motivate. I wanna see and keep following and swallowing. Taking the making, fighting and falling. Brothers try and others die to get the formula. But I'ma let you sweat, you still ain't warm. You a step away from frozen, stiff as if you're posing. Digging through my brain as the rhyme gets chosen. So follow me, or what you're thinking you were first. Let's travel at magnificent speeds around the universe. What could you say as the earth gets further and further away? Planets are small, the balls of clay are straying to the Milky Way. World's out of sight, far as the eye can see, not even a satellite. Now stop and turn around and look at the stand of darkness your knowledge took. So keep staring, soon you suddenly see a star. You better follow it, cause it's the awe. This is a lesson if you're guessing, if you're borrowing. Hurry, hurry, step right up and keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy. 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 Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy.
you're the journal, I'm the journalist. Am I eternal or an eternalist? I'm about to flow long as I could possibly go. Keep you moving cause the crowd said so dance. Cuts rip your pants, Eric B on the plate, please. Death, call an ambulance. Pull out my weapon and start to squeeze. A magnum as a microphone, murdering MCs. Let's quote a rhyme from my record I wrote.
Follow the leader.
Yeah, don't. Cause every time I stop, it seems you're stuck. Soon as you try to step off, you're self-destruct. I came to overcome before I'm gone. By showing and proving and letting ours be born. Then after that, I'll live forever. You disagree? You say never? Then follow me. From century to century, you'll remember me in history. Not a mystery or a memory. Called by nature, mind raised in Asia. Since you was tricked, I have to raise ya. From the cradle to the grave. But remember, you're not afraid. Cause we were here to be much more than that. But we couldn't see it because our mind was trapped. But I'm here to break away the chains. Take away the pains. Remake the brains. Reveal my name. I guess somebody told you a little now it's dangerous. It can't be mixed, diluted. It can't be changed. The switch. Here's a lesson if you get some following. Hurry, hurry, step right up. Keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, our chemistry. Follow the leader, rock 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 chemistry. Follow the leader.
A verified freestyle, lyrics of fury. My third eye make me shine like jury. You're just a renter rapper, your rhymes are minute made. I'll be here when it fade, I watch it flip like a renegade. I can't wait to break and eliminate on every trade of a snake, so stay awake and follow, because the tempo's a trail. The stage is a cage, the mic is a third rail. I'm Rakim, the fiend of a microphone, I'm not him. So leave my mic alone, soon as the beat is felt, I'm ready to go. So fasten your seatbelt, cause I'm about to flow. No need to speed, slow down and let the leader lead. Word to daddy. Indeed, the R's a roller stone, so I'm rolling. Directions are told, then the rhymes are stolen. Stop bugging, a brother said dig him. I never dug him, he couldn't follow the leader long enough, so I drug him. It's a danger zone, he should arrange his own faces. It's basic, erase to change the tone. It's one R in the alphabet. It's a one-letter word, and it's about to get more complex from one rhyme to the next. Every D, be easy on the flex. I've been from state to state, follow a tailgate. Keep coming, but you came too late, but I wait. So back up, regroup, get a grip, come equipped. You're the next contestant, clap your hands, you want a trip. The price is right, don't make a deal too soon. How many notes get your names this tune? Follow the leader is a title theme task. Now you know you don't have to ask. Rap is rhythm and poetry, cuts create sound effects. You might catch up if you follow the records he wrecks. Until then, keep eating and swallowing. You better take a deep breath and keep following the leader.
Follow the leader by chemistry.
Keep following.
Follow the leader by chemistry. Follow the leader by chemistry.
Rock chemistry, peace.
Follow the leader by chemistry. Follow the leader by chemistry. Follow the leader by chemistry.
Follow the leader
by chemistry. Follow the leader by chemistry. Follow the leader by chemistry. Follow the leader by chemistry. Follow the leader by chemistry. Follow the leader by chemistry. Follow the leader by chemistry. Follow the leader.
Follow the leader.
Walk around, and any girls that I saw that were sitting around and they weren't dancing, they were just sitting at the table either because they were fat or because they were ugly or because they weren't dressed real nice. Nobody had asked them to dance. So I would make it my business to walk around, and I would see the girls that were sitting at the tables by themselves. They would be patting their foot and banging their fingernails on the tables, but they weren't getting up to dance. So I would walk around and I'd see these girls, and I'd go up and ask them to dance. And they would be so happy to get up and dance. And they'd say, yes, I want to dance. And they would get up and they'd dance with me, and I would have them on the dance floor sweating because I made them work for it. I made them dance until they were tired.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yep, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. That's an internet radio show that you can listen to 4 days a week. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4 o'clock. So tell everybody you know that I'm broadcasting worldwide, and everybody can listen to the stories that I tell, to listen to the music that we play, and to listen to the comedy spots that we play on the show. Yes, we have entertainment for everybody on this show. And I want to let you know that if you pull up the website, storytimewithgmoney.com, you can find my comedy albums that are for sale now. And you can find G Money's product store. I have a store with over 200 products for sale that you can buy with the G with the $3 sign. That's my symbol. And that's my brand, G with $3 sign, stands for G Money. And you can also connect to Facebook. You can connect to YouTube. You can connect to Twitter. Oh, yeah, I got all kind of stuff on that website where you can get a good entertainment feel of what I'm doing in Las Vegas. Worldwide. I'm worldwide, people. I'm worldwide. I'm bigger than life. I'm worldwide for promoting and producing a radio show on 7 continents. That's how we're doing it. So until Thursday night, I want to say have a good day and enjoy your week. Hopefully it won't get too hot where you are, because in Vegas it's hot. Oh, it's hot out here. And I want to thank my little brother, DJ Big Nasty, for his support of promoting the radio show. And I want to thank my little brother, DJ Papa D, for the music that he plays on my radio show and being my internet engineer. So until tomorrow, well, actually, until the 4th of July on Thursday, I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm out of here. Peace and good night. So everybody that's listening to this radio show, I want you to know that you can go to Jack in the Box and get good quality food, and you can eat anything at Jack in the Box. They have tacos, they have burritos, they have hamburgers, they got french fries, they got apple pies, they got strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla shakes, and then they got all kinds of sodas. They got diet soda, and they got regular soda. So you can always get something to eat at Jack in the Box. And I think they blew the clown up now, but when I was young, we used to go and they'd have the clown that would pop out of the box and it would spin around and you could see the clown for miles. But Jack in the Box is still household food. So go to Jack in the Box and get your eat on. Get your grub on that Jack in the Box. I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.